This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The U.S. House has repeatedly rejected discussion of protecting newborns from abortion-related infanticide. Fewer people know, however, that the U.S. House is seeking to override decades-old civil rights protections and has voted to compel medical workers to participate in abortion. President Trump recently ordered that the civil rights conscience protections be enforced after years of neglect. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals now refuses an appeal of a fine against David DeLayton, the undercover investigator sued for exposing abortion specimen sales. David DeLayton's attorneys say the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals misread or overlooked important parts of his appeal of a nearly $200,000 fine. The judge issuing the fine is a founder of a local Planned Parenthood and allows DeLayton's undercover investigation videos to be used against him in court while fining DeLayton when his attorneys make the same use in other courts. A GoFundMe account is set up to help pay DeLayton's fine. This is Life News Radio. Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the Church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org. In other headlines, a new law in Illinois not only embraces partial birth abortion, but allows doctors to be compelled into performing abortions. And Maine is now making abortion part of prenatal care and compelling all insurance to cover abortion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.